Pēnā mai, hoki mai, this is Checkpoint, ko Lisa Owen tēnei, ko taku hoa inaianei, ko Nona Peltier, who's here to talk business. Now, Nona, the arrival of Omicron is set to disrupt and slow economic recovery, so what's the outlook looking like?
Yeah, so the economic consultancy Infometrics is suggesting that the red light itself could potentially knock about, 2 to 3% from economic growth. That would cost the economy about $190 million per week. And that's because some people will behave like we are in a lockdown, even though it's not exactly a lockdown. They're suggesting it's like a de facto lockdown. People are already staying home and to avoid the spread or, getting Omicron as it starts to spread across Auckland and other centres. So, yeah, that's one of the big concerns, and that there's a lot of hesitancy already, and that where people were feeling more upbeat in December with Omicron, it's set to really expand that economic downturn that we saw with Delta.
And people are encouraged to work from home if they can, but few want to. What are the numbers?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. So I guess when we first went into lockdown, it was 2 years ago, some people thought it was a pretty good deal. They liked being at home, but that's all sort of changed. The latest survey by a property manager, JLL, says that really just 2% of people want to work from home all the time. 85% want to work in the office at least full time or perhaps 2 to 4 days a week. And some people want a combination of both. But really, the thing that they want most is more space in the office to collaborate, to share ideas, to generate ideas, just to be around their workmates. It's become an imperative for employers to look for office space that offers that kind of facility. That's what people want. They want that. And the other thing they want is to be close to, I guess this does reflect the higher prices for petrol. They want to be close to public transportation where they work. So times have changed, and landlords, property owners of office buildings, they need to look at refurbishing their facilities to reflect this new demand.
Ah, human company, eh, Nona? We'd miss you terribly if we were separated indefinitely.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about the market numbers today.
Interesting. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the markets, as we've been talking about, and we had, an eight-day losing streak? Well, it broke today. We rose nearly 0.5%, a 57-point gain to 12,185. And that's among a really cautious outlook for the market overnight ahead of the U.S. Federal Reserve that's going to be talking about interest rates. Everyone's going to be interested to hear what they have to say. The New Zealand dollar is weak at 66.8 US cents, but at least it's steady there, and 93.3 Australian and 49.4 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. Ka kite.